SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, hidup dengan atau merawat seseorang dengan penyakit mental memiliki tantangan tersendiri. Dan ada tantangan khusus ketika orang yang Anda cintai itu menghadapi gangguan makan. Dalam laporan yang disusun oleh Zain Nabi berikut ini, kita akan membahas bagaimana penyakit ini mempengaruhi keluarga Australia. Gangguan makan sering disalahfahami sebagai semacam penyakit fisik atau pilihan gaya hidup. Namun itu sebenarnya adalah penyakit mental yang disertai dengan konsekuensi fisik dan masalah perilaku, termasuk perubahan suasana hati, ketidakpastian, dan agresi. Pengasuh sering melaporkan perubahan kepribadian orang yang mereka cintai.
Shouting and screaming and saying horrible things, being quite aggressive, crying, not talking to us.
Alex, seperti halnya dengan banyak orang tua lainnya, melihat perubahan signifikan dalam perilaku putrinya.
I mean, all of those behaviors, it was very confronting because it was so different to how we knew our daughter.
Sebuah laporan Deloitte Access Economics yang ditugaskan oleh Butterfly Foundation memperkirakan ada lebih dari 1.800 kematian pada tahun 2012 akibat penyakit itu, yang masih memiliki salah satu tingkat kematian tertinggi di antara semua gangguan kejiwaan. Tidak ada studi komprehensif seperti itu yang dilakukan sejak itu. Kelompok advokasi khawatir jumlah orang yang hidup dengan gangguan makan di Australia meningkat dan kurang diakui, membuat para pengasuh berjuang untuk mengatasi beban tersebut. Seorang peneliti dari Deakin University, Genevieve Pepin, menjelaskan bagaimana rasanya merawat seseorang yang menderita gangguan makan.
Caring for someone who has an eating disorder has been associated with very high level of psychological distress, of burden, very, very high levels also of anxiety and depression that are actually higher than people who are caring for someone, for example, with Alzheimer's disease or people with cancer or people receiving palliative care.
Pada setiap waktu, sekitar 1 juta orang Australia atau sekitar 4% dari populasi hidup dengan gangguan makan. Para pengasuh seringkali tidak berdaya dan tidak siap menghadapi situasi itu. Seorang ibu bernama Sue yang mengasuh putrinya yang menderita eating disorder atau gangguan makan menjelaskan tantangan itu.
I would go off into the bedroom and I would spend 5 minutes and I'd probably cry and then I would go back out and see her as if nothing had happened. It was very, very hard.
Dr. Pepin mengatakan pengasuh sering gagal untuk menjaga diri mereka sendiri, dan hal itu justru lebih berbahaya daripada kebaikan.
Although carers have personal needs, they will put these needs at the bottom of their priority because what is most important for them is to get their loved one better. And in the long term, for the carers, it means their overall health becomes significantly compromised. They need to care for themselves and look after their own health if they want to be a healthy carer who can actually support someone with an eating disorder, knowing that eating disorders are so complex and challenging and difficult and unpredictable as well.
Ada beberapa organisasi yang memberikan dukungan. National Eating Disorders Collaboration adalah prakarsa pemerintah Australia yang didedikasikan untuk mengembangkan dan menerapkan sistem perawatan berbasis bukti yang konsisten secara nasional untuk pencegahan dan pengobatan gangguan makan. Pada situs webnya mengatakan akses penting ke pengobatan dan pemulihan dapat terhambat oleh ketersediaan perawatan yang terbatas atau kurangnya perawatan di daerah terpencil oleh stigma dan pemahaman yang buruk tentang jalur perawatan. Namun Sue mengatakan bahwa dukungan itu tidak mencukupi.
There's very little support for people because 1 hour a week with a psychologist is really not enough when you're dealing with it 24/7. It's just such a big ask for somebody who has no medical background and we're asked to do what people are doing in hospital, what nurses and doctors do. And that is so challenging. just some sort of support so that somebody's checking in with you. People don't see what we're going through at home, which is very different from what happens in hospital. So that support isn't offered because nobody knows. Nobody phones you up and says, well, what happened today?
Dr. Pepin mengatakan pengasuh membutuhkan lebih banyak pendidikan tentang penyakit ini dan ruang yang aman untuk menjaga diri mereka sendiri.
Providing carers with specific resources and a better understanding of what eating disorders are and what they can do to better support their loved one. What they need is to have a place where it's safe to say really what they think instead of trying to control their emotion because of the worry of the fear that what they will say or what they will do might increase the severity of the disorder. A space where they can connect with other people because isolation and stigma are very, very strongly reported by carers. So a blend of education for the carers, but also support for them where they can talk about how they feel.
Alex, yang juga mengasuh putrinya dengan penyakit gangguan makan, menyadari bahwa menjaga dirinya sendiri menempatkannya pada posisi yang lebih baik untuk menghidupi putrinya.
You kind of realize that you do need to practice self-care or otherwise you just can't go the distance because this can take years. Carving out little bits of time for me, like early in the morning or late at night, to have some normality in my life and just a little bit of time out.
Ia telah menemukan orang-orang dalam situasi yang sama dan merasakan rasa senasib.
And the other thing that was really, really helpful and totally essential to me getting through it was peer support from other carers. They could understand all the horrible things that were going on for me and at home and sometimes where you just felt really hopeless or you wonder whether it's going to go on forever. There were people that I could ask or they'd been there and could really empathize. That was really, really invaluable.
Salah satu jaringan dukungan sebaya tersebut dijalankan oleh Eating Disorders Families Australia atau EDFA yang didirikan oleh sekelompok orang tua dengan pengalaman hidup sebagai pengasuh. Pendiri jaringan itu, Christine Naismith, memahami dampak gangguan makan pada keluarga. Ia mengatakan jika 1 juta orang menderita penyakit ini, hal tersebut berpotensi mempengaruhi 4 juta orang karena kehidupan mereka yang hidup dengan seseorang dengan gangguan makan berubah secara signifikan.
As a parent or a carer, the task is really huge and it is absolutely cruel what someone with an eating disorder goes through, but similarly, what the family goes through, it impacts every single member of the family. They all suffer. It's very challenging mentally, it's physically exhausting, and you have financially draining because you have to pay for so many different clinicians and you're seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and dietitians and then therapists for yourself. It affects everybody.
Dalam 18 bulan terakhir, Eating Disorders Families Australia telah mengalami peningkatan lebih dari 300% dalam keanggotaannya. Naismith mengatakan gangguan makan sangat umum dan tidak membeda-bedakan.
We're seeing people younger and younger getting eating disorders, even 7-year-olds. It's just horrendous, but they can actually occur any gender, any age, any socioeconomic background, any ethnicity or cultural background. These are not a choice. This is not a sign of vanity. Eating disorders don't discriminate, and it's something we all need to be talking about. We have to break down the stigma and the shame so that people will speak about eating disorders, will start to understand they're very prevalent, they're very common, and they're very dangerous. And we need to get people that we're worried about help urgently.
Nah, pendengar, jika Anda mencari informasi dan dukungan untuk gangguan makan dan masalah citra tubuh, Anda dapat menghubungi Butterfly Foundation pada nomor 1800-334-678. Atau Anda dapat menghubungi National Eating Disorders Collaboration pada alamatnya nedc.com.au. Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang gangguan makan yang disusun oleh Zain Nabi untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages.
Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.